We should send out the signal because today is Tuesday. And last week, when he left, we said we'd see you next Tuesday. And then we giggled. And then backed away from the mic. Anyway, now it is next Tuesday. And we're looking for a Gordon. We're looking for a music.
Here's the big ending. You know, much like Chisholm Trail, I never knew about See You Next Tuesday until I met Dan.
And yeah, that's been a Dan fixation for a while, hadn't it?
I kind of thought I'd seen the end of the earth as far as sophomoric innuendo.
When you lived over on Brown Trail in Colleyville, were you on board with that?
That was hilarious. But, okay. I mean, I drove the Chisholm Trail Parkway many times when I lived there, and it just never occurred to me.
You never giggled at that?
No.
Huh.
Now, that word, the other word, it's funny, but I don't think it's ever been a regular part of my vocabulary. That, I just stop right there.
The alt version of Chisholm?
Right. But it's right there on a tee for me, trail, you know, like your buddy who would not clean up the space between his chair and his computer, his desktop.
Gosh.
Didn't you draft a, yeah, I'm your buddy. If you're talking to other friends, you're like, hey, I got a buddy whose chair got stained, and then he told everybody about it on the radio.
And everyone had carpet back then, too. Like, the hardwood wasn't really a thing yet.
Blake drafted our fantasy team, my fantasy team. Didn't you draft a guy named Chisholm?
Yeah, our second baseman, Jazz Chisholm.
And then
Jazz
when they write his name in the box score, it'll just say J Chisholm, and then you kind of flow it all together.
Right.
So to speak.
But See You Next Tuesday, that's everywhere now. I mean, even last week when everyone's like, oh, they got him. They're going to arrest Trump.
Yeah, I saw that joke.
See You Next Tuesday was trending.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like all excited when I went to Twitter.
I'm a trend starter.
It's really catching on what we're doing with the Hang Zone.
I actually think Bob might have introduced it because over in England, it's a big thing.
Okay.
Obviously.
How did they get away with that word?
That's Bob's bit is introducing stuff and then acting like he has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Like Abby
he just
and
backs
Brittany,
away.
Yeah.
When he told us to get the season pass to Abby and Brittany.
Right.
Is that the two-headed twin?
Yeah.
That one's always short-circuited me a little bit.
I think it short-circuits everyone, and that's why
most people walk
by know
and
who
like,
they are.
Hey, normal people, have a nice day.
Yeah, but Gordon, he's the one that's taking it back.
Something's a little up here.
He's the one.
It's just is that a twin or a two-headed person?
Yeah.
Are that a twin?
The answer is yes.
Are that a twins?
They're a human, Gordon.
P1 David Price sent us some real mail.
A box.
Look at that.
Is that an email or P-mail?
And it's a big box.
Oh, yeah.
We want to keep the innuendos going. And it is full of...
I never understood that one. Like, how did we get that out of...
Box?
Why is it called... Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's just a weird word for it. There's a lot of weird words for that.
Home plate?
That one makes sense,
that makes a little bit of sense,
in the metaphor, though.
But what other ones actually do make sense?
Or euphemism.
Axe wound.
What? Did he just say axe wound?
Now, granted,
Tomahawk chop.
I asked.
It kind of makes a lot of sense.
And that probably is in the 99th percentile.
Yeah, when you're taking a look, you're like, all right, yeah. Not quite healed up yet, are you?
Okay, so there's that one. Yeah, the beatbox, that makes no sense. What are some other ones, Dave?
The cat.
That doesn't make any
sense. The word for cat. Yeah, why would you call it
that? No, it doesn't make any sense. Etymology just completely lost there.
Anyway, this
lunch
guy...
that would make sense.
Whoa.
Meat curtain.
What?
Roast beef.
Tinkle fenders.
Snatch.
Whoa. That doesn't make any sense. David Price is a P1.
What about me, locker?
He, let's see, he said he mailed you a golf book at one point?
Oh, yeah. My golf terminology book.
Oh, he sent us the Texas-shaped skillet?
Yeah, with the handle of a pan.
Yeah, it's still in the studio here. And then he sent us a bunch of these. He said he even sent one for Gordon in case we open it on Tuesday. And these are, here, I'll throw you one.
Okay.
Since Gordon's online.
Oh.
Looking at, what does Craig always accuse you of or used to?
I just search for meat curtains, see what come up.
Gordon or Craig would accuse you of looking at
what?
Girls.
Lemonparty.org.
Kicking guys in the nuts or something.
Oh, crush films or something.
I don't know. Anyway, he sent us a bunch of canine little stuffed animals.
I thought maybe canine stood for something else, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, this is Blart. He looks like a Bernese mountain dog, and he's missing a leg. What's the story there?
But he sent one for everybody here, so that means little Nora and little Brooks.
Was Kevin James Paul Blart?
Yeah,
of course.
I think I'm going to put together the one-leg Monty, Kevin James, Paul Blart.
Each one of them are...
It's like a third
What does your little monogram say?
Napkin.
Oh, that's like the dog eat the napkin.
This one says 215 today.
Okay.
215 today. For?
That one might have been for Blake.
Here, see what these are.
All right, this one's named Skywalker.
Oh, that's mine.
This one's named, okay, Buddy Dwyer.
Oh, wow. How did I throw that one to you?
Beefaroni here.
Nice.
For ham. You know about ham's...
Tippet.
What's his deal? Tippet, that's mine.
His diet.
Is that for you?
Yeah. He eats chicken nuggets all the time, right?
Yeah, he's got boxes of like Apple Jacks in there that he just eats handfuls of. And a few weeks ago, he walked into our meeting, and he just had unmarked styrofoam cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what do you have there? He said, it's a chocolate shake. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Chocolate shake from...
Undisclosed place.
But not big chain that has its own cups.
Mm-hmm.
He tells me, and I was like, oh, you got a burger there. And he says, no, I brought my lunch from home, so I stopped to get a chocolate shake there.
It's a little weird.
Well, we're just getting started.
Uh-oh.
And I said, well, what'd you bring for lunch? And he says, first, do you know if the Cumulus Cafe has any applesauce? And I said, I don't think so. And he said, well, I need it for the beefaroni that I brought from home.
Need it for it?
Yeah.
Mixes it together?
You smother it. Applesauce on the beefaroni.
With a chocolate shake.
And then the coolness of the applesauce will be the first thing that touches your mouth?
Wait, is that a known thing or is this a ham invention?
I think it's a ham invention.
Did it all happen when two guys were walking down the street? One guy had a casserole full of beefaroni, and the other guy was eating a little applesauce cup, and they
docked up,
banged into each other, and all of a sudden,
it was a culinary docking.
Ham was born.
Slit.
What? That one, yeah.
Oh, we're not talking about that anymore?
Well, if you think of any others, certainly just blurt them out.
Snatch?
Yeah.
That one works.
All right, Blake says he has something for Gordon today.
Slit.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, because...
Why do you brace?
No, I was hearing Norm saying that.
Oh, it's
just
that's
makes
a little
me
worse.
Cringe.
Slit. What about panty hamster?
I can't say I've
never heard that one.
That.
No.
What else you got in there?
He turns his mic off and ducks after he says it.
What else you got? Look at Ty Walker laughing.
Hoo hoo. He's got whatever's on Google.
Yeah.
I've heard hoo ha. I've heard hoo ha.
Hoo ha. Don't. Yeah.
That's like a grandmother term.
Lady Garden.
Lady Garden. Heard that one.
Bearded Clam.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah, Clam is always a funny one.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean,
Cooch.
Generally looks not that great from the outside. You open it up and you're still like disgusting.
Vertical smile.
Come on. Heard that one.
All right, Blake has something for Gordon.
Honey pot.
What'd you say?
Honey pot.
Well, Gordon.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm kind of a keeper of lists on this show. And a couple weeks ago, you did an impromptu character that is kind of based on a list I've been keeping for the past couple of years that Dan and Jake don't know about.
Huh.
And so a couple weeks ago, you... just did this impromptu thing where what if Dan was an FM DJ?
Yes.
You know, doesn't quite understand the momentum that he's trying to build, never hits a post.
Yeah, hard outs or kind of just...
talks over the chorus, maybe. And That was another entry on my list called Dan's Other Jobs. And I started this list anytime that someone said, boy, could you picture Dan being this? So I wrote it down. And I have 8 entries here, and I thought I would go through them just to see if we could do maybe like a little playlet on each.
Dance okay. for him.
Yeah.
The other one, kind of like FM DJ, a strip club DJ.
So
wait, you're writing these down when you think of them?
No, when they come up on the show.
That's come up on the show that me, yeah, I could be a strip club DJ?
I actually
DJ?
Remember
on
that
On June 17th, 2023, strip
Look
club DJ.
Well, probably 2022.
22, yeah, sorry.
He knows the future.
Yeah, it's going
to happen
again.
Eventually we'll get
again.
To laughing about it.
2022.
Yeah. All right. Are you patrons? Guess.
Yeah, I'm excited, but what's
we're
next?
We're going to welcome out to the center stage.
This guy's deep.
It's Destiny. She had a little trouble with a boyfriend right before she... got up on stage.
Why
so
mentioning this?
Ignore the black eye. Not the black guy, although that is true as well in this case.
But let's hear his side of the story.
But here he is.
Yeah, I'm excited for the main stage now.
So check out the bearded clamp. There he is.
That'd be a great bet
Dan
payoff.
Dan Strip Club DJ.
Great bet payoff.
What, Dan Strip Club DJ?
Any of us. You have to go for like a 6-hour set, prime time, yep. Although no club's going to let you do that.
Dan as an Avenger.
What's the Avenger?
I have seen no Avenger movies.
Oh, is that
no,
a, that's either. A bunch of superheroes together?
Superhosts. But it's for me, it's because I'm more of a DC guy.
Oh, really? You're a different universe?
Yeah.
But you can understand the premise of Dan has to save the world, and he's just going to go at his own pace, and maybe the
Isn't
bad guy
your,
has a point.
Your dismantle, defuse a bomb.
Yeah, basically.
The MacGyver.
With all of humanity hanging in the balance.
This came up when there was a shooting in Garland, but what if Dan was an undercover cop infiltrating the Garland gang?
So, first of all, I don't speak Spanish, so this is going to be a little hard to infiltrate over here. But you guys want to hang out for a little while and just kind of, you know, deal drugs or something? That's how he lures them in,
right?
So
right.
To get them to do their crime in front of him.
Yeah.
Or do you something. Guys want to hang out and deal drugs or something?
They're like, this guy's legit. Where'd he come from? He's from the East Coast. Kingpin.
Got any Mary Jane?
Nickel bag?
And let's just do one more. The first one that was ever written down, July 23rd, 2021, Dan in the Marines. I need you to storm that beach.
Like right now.
Why was this brought up on the show? Just to ridicule me? Just to...
Well, I think we're basically just looking
for
Dan
is hating this.
He
Look
doesn't
at him.
Love it. High intensity, demanding jobs.
Under pressure. In a hurry.
I'm in one.
Here we are on, I guess it's Omaha Beach. So we're supposed to, I guess, go on up there and... I mean, why are we even fighting the Nazis? I mean... It never did anything to me. So,
I mean, boot camp Dan. Just where the whole game is question anything we're telling you at all.
Yeah, and I don't want Dan to charge Omaha Beach and just join the other side.
Makes some good points. Yeah,
like, I certainly couldn't be a soldier in boot camp, but I also don't think I could actually be the sergeant.
No.
And that's the job you would want, but... I don't want to make him do
you guys
all that.
Do whatever you want.
Look like your arms. Your
treat
arms,
him like men.
Looks like your arms are hurting.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to jab the pin through their uniform into their chest.
I think it's to make your bed that, like, make it all real tight and everything like that. Doesn't that seem silly? You're the only one that's going to be sleeping in it later again. Why would you make your bed?
Did you ever?
Routine.
That's what I've done with my kids. I did not force them to make the bed every day like my mom forced me.
Did you ever think about going into the military?
No.
Why are you laughing? It's a noble...
Because it's me. It's like, did I ever think about playing in the NBA?
I still think about it all the time. Not like doing it now, but
right.
The idea of...
So growing up, you did every guy contemplate that?
Had at least one fleeting fantasy of, what if I would join the military?
Yeah, no, I never did.
And I'd gotten...
You certainly didn't.
Me?
Yeah.
I bet you I did.
Anywhere in your life.
I mean, I don't remember it specifically, but I bet you I did. After seeing Rambo or something like that. Because that's the way the military is. You're always killing Dale Hansen.
So after seeing Rambo, where the guy from the military is pretty mentally effed up. And
Richard Crenna.
Treated horribly by society. Yeah. You thought, you know what? I'd love to.
Yeah. I thought that would be great because then I get to star in movies.
That's true. That's a great point.
I bet you Jake has never seen Rambo, the first Rambo.
I have, but it's been in the last couple of years as part of our Alamo Draft House High Tea Movie of the Month, and it was incredible.
You liked the first one.
Because mom's friend Rose loves Stallone
And
couldn't wait for Rambo 7 or something a couple years ago.
We need to get Rose on with Gordon.
I don't know. Rose has some...
Hot opinions I've heard.
About?
She might be holding up her foam finger when
the courthouse.
MTG is on the on 60 Minutes. Yeah. She literally told my mom that JFK Jr. was going to be here.
She believed that?
Totally into it. And my mom is, that's her best friend for 40 years, and she's
just said she'll
steer her in a different direction because... She still likes going to movies with Rose.
But Rose doesn't want to go see 80 for Brady. Rose wants to go see Rambo.
Yeah.
She's an 80-plus-year-old woman who just loves hardcore action movies.
Well, Stallone in particular.
Stallone in particular, sure.
Well, Stallone had that thing where he would make, like, the first film in a lot of those franchises would always be pretty thoughtful and interesting. You know, and then like First Blood was interesting.
Yes, then it was,
and then it just
more of
got
a money
to be,
grab.
It just got to be, let's just shoot everyone and kill everyone,
which is why we support him.
And then the Rocky was so different than later ones,
and Over the Top was so good it didn't even need a sequel.
No,
that movie's incredible.
How could you improve upon it?
Incredible. Well, I guess we'll have to save. Let's look back at Craig Rosengarten's April Fool's prank from 10 years ago.
Oh, gosh, you know what?
For next April Fool's.
So when we were trying to debate that on the air as to what was the worst April Fool's prank we've ever been on the receiving end of, I totally forgot about that one. And that one, like, that angered me and the rest of the staff.
Yeah, we don't have
here.
Time today. Yeah. I'm sorry. Because we have a guest
He's
coming
kicking
up.
Kicking you out.
Boy, he is kicking me out. All right, which dog do I get here? Do I get Blart or Tippett?
Well, I think you get Bud Dwyer.
Bud Dwyer.
Yeah.
You got to have Bud Dwyer.
First of all, the Tippett one should not be in existence. That was a very sad local story.
If the Blart one doesn't have a leg, why does the Dwyer one have a face?
Yeah, so that's clearly Justin's. Okay, that was over the line.
Okay.
All right, we have the man played by Matt Damon in a movie coming up next. Thanks, Gordon.
Thank you.
Box. Why box?